Welcome to VergeCast. This is our very first episode, and I am so glad that you are joining me, and I'm eager to dive into God's Word together. My name is Foster Toft, and I have the privilege of serving as the Director of Student Ministries at Bethel Church in Crown Point, Indiana. Verge is our church's student ministry, so we decided to name our podcast VergeCast. We want our youth group's vision to instill everything we do. That vision is this. We want to encourage every student to take their next steps with Jesus. I gotta say, this podcast has been a dream of mine personally for a very long time. By God's grace, I had the privilege of serving in student ministries. And if anyone's been in student ministries, has worked it, if you're a current student, it doesn't take long to figure out that our middle schoolers and high schoolers are going through some deep water in terms of fighting for the faith. Our world is against them, and they want them to tell them who they are and what to believe. And through that, enslaving them to the same vices that enslave them. But I believe our God is for them. Now, I want to take some time to talk about what this podcast is and explain some of the elements that will be part of this podcast. This podcast is designed for two reasons. The first reason is to help shepherd folks who are struggling to get into the Word every day. Our teens, our students, and our leaders need to be in God's Word. It is my prayer that through this podcast that you would love God's Word and see it as a source of life. We are only satisfied when God is glorified in us. The second part of this podcast will answer any questions you have over theology, ministry practices, and counseling issues. Things that you face every day in your life. This podcast will also give scriptural insight and helpful challenges and encouragement during COVID-19 pandemic. On special days, I have the exciting news to tell you. On special days, we'll have a youth leader panel from different churches that will come together and discuss ministry practices for youth groups and issues that affect them. I'm excited to bring youth groups together and see how we can learn from each other and discuss student-related issues. Right now, I want you to mark your calendars for March 5th. On March 5th, a group of youth leaders will be coming together and we will discuss the topic teen suicide. Personal struggle, the debating friend, and affected. How can we lead teens through this hardship? How can youth leaders lead through this trial? What does God's Word say? March 5th, we will come together and have a round table of youth leaders from all around and discuss this topic. Now, part one is very structural, while part two is a week-to-week conversation over topics. Typically, Tuesday will be dedicated to scriptural walkthrough, and Thursday will be our topic segment. Again, this podcast is designed for youth groups, student ministries, and students. I pray that even if you are sitting outside those lines, I hope that you enjoy our time together and we grow together. I have been looking forward to something like this for a very long time. And I pray that God blesses our efforts. As we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. Now, during our time, the first deep dive into Scripture, and we're going to be walking through the book of Lamentations. Lamentations has so many elements into it, and I don't know how many of you have ever picked up the book, but I believe it is well suited for a time like this. You may ask me, why did you choose Lamentations right now? Like, that doesn't seem like the book really that most people will go to. But if you have a pen or any way to write these down, as we go into our podcast together, I promise you I have some reasons. I want to encourage you to write down these reasons of why I chose Lamentations. First, Lamentations comes from the word lament. What does it mean to lament? Lamenting is the process of mourning over your current circumstances, being real about them. all within the framework of hope. To lament is to cry with hope, is to suffer with hope. Only followers of Christ can do this. No other worldview or faith can lament. It is a gift for believers, because in any circumstance you find yourself in, you can suffer, but know that Jesus is on the throne and that he is good. God cares about you, and he loves you more than you could ever imagine. Second, Lamentations teaches us to know our own sin well. Now, this is an interesting situation, because I am far from saying COVID-19 came as judgment on the world for their sins. It very well could have, but I don't have the authority to say that, nor am I going to preach that through this podcast. COVID-19 could have purely come to show who genuine believers in Christ are. It could have come to remind us that we don't need certain things in our life to make us happy, but Christ. COVID-19 could have just been a weapon formulated by the enemy, allowed by God. But regardless of what the reason is, Lamentations teaches us that our response can be the same. God, we need you. Purge us of our sin. Heal us. We need you to move. Teach us to suffer well. Lamentations gives us hope that Christ will save believers. And that's my third point of why I chose Lamentations. Lamentations gives us hope that Christ will save believers. If you're in Christ today and you're listening to this, I want you to just read ahead in Lamentations to chapter 3, verses 22 through 27. That promise is for you today. He cares about you. God has not abandoned you. Even if you can't see him moving today, it means that he's ahead of you and he's getting things done. If God were to tell you today everything that he's doing, chances are you wouldn't believe him. You wouldn't believe him because he's doing things that are too marvelous for us to understand. During this season of COVID-19, a psalm has come to my mind that I want to share with you, and it's Psalm 131. It is the shortest psalm in all scripture. This is God's word. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. We don't need to fix on things that are too marvelous for us. This psalm, paired with Lamentations, teaches you and me to sit and rest in Christ in any storm. The last reason why I chose Lamentations, which is probably the most important reason I chose the book of Lamentations, it is because of this. I want you to have a proper view of God. Our God is good. What we view as chaos, as unpleasant, wrong, our God could very well be using it for good. We don't know. I want you to view God correctly and praise him more and more through this. Our God gives grace. Because when you view your sin well, when you know your own sin well and view God correctly, we are in the sweet spot. VergeCast is designed to help you grow in Christ in multiple ways. Again, I want you to know that God's word so well that when you approach any situation, you can approach it knowing truth. I want you to be able to ask deep questions about the text and your life. I want you to go, as we go through this podcast together, as you're looking through Lamentations and during our Q&A time, that you are looking at it and saying, I want to know God more, so I'm willing to ask these questions humbly. That is VergeCast. That is our goal to where we're going. Now, typically, VergeCast is designed to have those two separate elements, walking through the Word and our Q&A time. Today and today alone, I want to transition to our second part of the podcast, though. And just for this week, I wanted to give you a scriptural insight that you can reflect on until our next time together. Going forward, we'll break these up, but for today, I want to come together and talk about this. Today, we're going to talk about peace. How do you get peace? This week, I've been reading through a lot of Paul's epistles, and I came across a theme in the opening of every letter. Often, if you're like me, you just glance through the welcome. You say, I am Paul, this. You get right to the good stuff that normally starts in verse 2. But finally, I stopped and rest, and I was reading through these greetings, and there's been something that stuck out to me that actually happens in every single one of Paul's letters. Every single one has two words, and they show up in a particular order. The two words are this: grace and peace. Every one of Paul's letters has at least these two words and maybe mercy thrown in there. But when looking through it, I found myself that these two words show up in every greeting and always comes with grace first, then peace. Does this matter? Is this important? Am I reading too much into this? Well, after doing some research, I found out that I believe it really does matter when I'm going through scripture. I spent time in commentaries, but I went straight to the Word and I saw across the board this theme of what does it mean for grace first, then peace? God's Word teaches us this fundamental principle. In order for you to experience any level of peace in your life, you need to experience grace first. My scriptural insight for you today is simply this: grace first, then peace. Grace first, then peace. God will always pour out more grace onto you. By doing so, you will experience perfect peace of God. Isaiah 26:3 tells us, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." For the sake of time, I'm defining peace as rest detached from current circumstances. You are able to rest wherever you are. Grace is defined as getting something you don't deserve. We don't deserve God's grace. We don't deserve God's love that he pours out onto us. We don't deserve the fact that Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for our sins as we go through COVID-19 in any situation. We don't deserve the ultimate thing that Jesus experienced for us. God may not take you out of certain situations. God may not take away COVID-19 when we believe he should. But when we trust him, he will pour out grace onto our lives, and through that, you will experience peace. Today, while you're at home, I want you to pray for grace. I want you to pray for your friends, pray for your family, pray that the Lord will pour out grace onto your life, and through that, you will know peace. Grace first, then peace. Run to grace, and one of the prizes you get is peace. Friends, you can't mix up that order. You can't try to get peace without grace. If you're not going after grace, or if you don't even want grace, you won't get peace. Only God, through his grace, can you have peace. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in today and listening. I'm excited to do this process together and to dive into God's Word. Next week, we're starting our official series in the book of Lamentations, chapter 1. Next week's topic title is Nothing Lasts Forever. If you have time, I want to encourage you to read through Lamentations, chapter 1. We'll get through the first few verses into it next week. but I'm excited to dive into God's Word so that when you know God's Word, you can respond with God's Word. My name is Foster Toft, and this is VergeCast. I'm excited to go through this with you. Thank you.